Welcome to House Talk on News Radio WHAM 1180. This show is a weekly conversation about all the things you should know when buying, selling, or maintaining your home. Join in with your comments or questions. Call or text 222-1180 or 800-295-1180. Now, live from the News Radio WHAM 1180 studios in downtown Rochester, here are your hosts, Jeff Schofield, Mike Reed, and Andrew Schwert.
Welcome to House Talk on WHAM 1180. Phone number 222-1180. Give us a call if you have any questions regarding your house. In studio this week, we have Sandy Grana from the Jeff Schofield team. She is filling in as Jeff is probably out doing something fun in this rainy day.
Hi, Mike. Good to be here.
And I'm Jamie Messner from Premium Mortgage here as well.
And we're probably going to be a little disjointed today because, you know, Jeff's not here and he's always the one who takes all the notes and kind of dictates us. But one of the things we usually jump into is our current market trends. And I see Sandy's got a whole bunch of market research over there. So I'm sure she's got a lot of fun data to share based on our local towns, our geographical region that is the Rochester area, and just good real estate stuff.
Yes, I do, Mike. And it's very interesting. I know we've been discussing the low inventory that we've been seeing so much in our area in the last couple of years. Definitely still a seller's market. And these numbers are really proving the fact that we've definitely got a low inventory, an all-time low inventory. So if you are thinking about selling your house, you want to put it off till next spring, but you could sell it now. Now is a fantastic time to put your house on the market. You won't have much competition, and there's still plenty of buyers. In fact, we see so many buyers that are even first-time home buyers. 30% of all buyers right now are first-time home buyers. And Jamie and I were discussing before we came on the air that most of these home buyers that are first-time home buyers are in an age group where the number is huge, and they are savvy. They're a confident buyer. They're not as hung up on the higher interest rates, which are a concern to a lot of people. But in the long range, the overall rates that we've seen over the last decades, we're really not in a super bad place. It's a good time to be a buyer. It's an even better time to be a seller. And so many different areas that some of the towns that would surprise you are seeing really increased values in such a short period of time. Over the past 12 months, little towns, West Irondequoit, North Chilai, areas that are seeing 11.7 increase in their value in 12 months. North Chilai, 6.8% increase in value in the last 12 months. As I said, Pittsford, of course, has always had a very strong market. They're at 11% increase in the last 12 months in their home values. So, you know, we've got a lot of trends happening that we've never really seen before. What do you think about this, Jamie, as far as your advice for these first-time home buyers?
Yeah, I mean, going back to what you said about the group of people moving through the market, the 30%, that millennial group, we've got that. We know that that's the biggest demographic that now, right now, and for the next couple of years, we're going to continue to see huge amounts of millennial buyers, because what the average first-time home buyer age now is, what, like early 30s, I would say 32, 33. So that group of people is starting to hit that age. They've waited to buy. They've waited till later in life, well, in their early 30s, to buy their first home. They waited till they established their careers and their families, and now they're buying. So we're going to continue to see a huge influx of first-time home buyers, like you said. As far as advice, I would say that really focus on, don't be so hung up on the rate. I know that's a weird thing to say, but I would make sure that your monthly payments are in line with what you can afford. That's really where you're going to feel the interest rate the most is what your monthly payments turn out to be. And that's a lot of the discussion that I have with buyers as well in our initial consultation is, what's your budget? What's comfortable for you? What can you afford before we even get into an interest rate conversation?
Right.
Because that's just a byproduct, really, of going through this process. And of course, there's always refinance opportunities in the future if rates do come down. Mm-hmm. But just make sure, you know, we've got your budget down, that we really discuss what monthly payments and things are going to look like, and make sure you're comfortable with that. And then find your house in relation to that, rather than starting with the bigger picture and working downward, if that makes sense.
Well, I think a piece that people forget about with the interest rates, it's a double-sided coin there. You know, it's a double-edged sword. Yes, we're paying higher interest rates, but right now you'll see CDs in banks that are paying 5%.
Exactly.
4.5%. So, yes, our interest rates are higher when we buy stuff, but our interest rates when we leave money in the bank or in an investment are higher. So it's kind of a wash. It's what happens now, you know, with our everything else, with interest going up, and not interest, but if inflation going up, the cost of everything. The only question is does your income go up as fast as expenses?
Right.
But as far as interest rate goes, yeah, they're kind of hand in glove. You know, interest rates won't go up on a buyer end, unless they're going up on a seller end. They have to go the same way, and that's exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So make sure you're factoring that in. When you, as a buyer, are looking at a house, well, if I just took that $100,000 and put it in a CD at 5%, is a 6% mortgage that big of a difference for me in my end result? So.
And I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but, you know, 30-year span of time, like we were talking about earlier, if we're going back over the average interest rates over 20, 30 years, we're right on par with average. We're not crazy out of the realm of what they have been. And in fact, we've seen them double this, you know, years and years ago. But as far as averages are concerned, we're not anywhere out of man's land.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just a shock coming off that all-time low interest rate that was a fluke. But
well, yeah, and you remember that was an all-time low, but you were getting like 0.1% on a savings account.
Oh,
you weren't even
yes.
getting a percentage point.
Yeah.
So it's all relative. Everything that we're talking about right now, if it's a high interest rate that you got to pay to borrow it, you're going to get a high interest if you've got money to stand on.
Exactly.
So, and why would a bank loan it? To think about it that way, because back to last week's conversation where a guy was calling about credits and how he thought the banks were taking advantage and manipulating the system, I thought a lot about that. Well, why would a bank loan the money? If they're giving out 5% interest and they can give out 5% interest on a CD, why wouldn't they just lend it to each other at a bank rate of 5% and pay each other back? Why would they give it to us, a consumer, at less than they can get in-house? Doesn't make any sense. They have to make money if they're going to lend it to us outside. You know, because people like Jamie want to get paid for lending money. I want to get paid for inspecting houses. Sandy wants to get paid for selling and buying houses. So it's all part of our economy. If one part goes up, the other part has to go with it.
Right.
If one goes down, the other has to go with it. So
yeah, it's sometimes hard to see the big picture, but there really is a big picture.
Yeah.
It all makes sense. I wanted to talk with you, Mike, about being a seller and how many people are you seeing doing pre-listing home inspections? And I know I've discussed this with you before, and it's something I would love to see more of, because sellers, I hear them say to me, well, why should I spend that money? It's going to be a multiple offer situation anyway. I know there's nothing wrong with my house. There might be a couple little things to fix, but the return on investment, that it may cost them $350 to $450 for a home inspection and supply that report to potential buyers. And buyers, their level of trust and comfort level goes through the roof, and they see higher offers.
Well, and that's, you know, and Sandy has to, you know, pull the lid off the genie right before we go out to a commercial break, because that'll be coming up here in a few minutes. But I can get on a soapbox on this subject for days on end.
Well, let's shorten it.
We'll turn it into weeks and weeks and weeks. But yes, we see very few in Rochester, very, very few pre-listing inspections, which I think is an absolute huge mistake on a multiple level. If you're selling your house, you have an obligation to disclose deficiencies within this house if you know about them. The argument on the other side, when you sell a house without those disclosures, is did they really know about it? Was there a secret being had here? Was I defrauded? And there is an attorney in Rochester who is handling those cases. There's a local guy who that's part of his portfolio. He's a litigator. And he's got three or four clients that I know of that they're pursuing sellers and sellers agents and brokerages saying, we were lied to. Now it's a he shed, she shed, you know, kind of thing. Like which person was right, which person was wrong. And you got to do all that due diligence to figure it out. If you have a pre-listing inspection, you put that on the table and you say, I've done more than what I'm obligated to do, period. There's never a discussion on was this disclosed. Now there may be, did the inspector mess up? Did the inspector do something wrong? Well, then you turn to that inspector and you look at that report for that reason. Mm-hmm. But you as a seller and a seller's agent, it's a limiting factor in any form of liability. And a large part of what all of us as business owners do is make decisions based on our exposure. So there's that piece of the puzzle. But then on a selfish side as a seller, we'll talk about that when we come back from break.
Welcome back to House Talk. Give us a call, 222-1180. Right before the break, we were talking about pre-listing home inspections, and I think we had some good conversation going.
Yeah, and what I'll finish up with what we're talking about, it was what we had, and this is a real sample size, small sample size, so I share it and say that. We did three pre-listing inspections for, you know, pre-listing to help people can help budget prepare, plan what they want to do with their offer. And anecdotally, all three of those, when we talked to the agent, said they got less offers because of the inspection, but the offers were better quality. So they weren't getting 20 offers on the house, and the bottom 14 offers were awful, and they weren't even worth looking at, but you still have to. They were getting three and four really, really solid offers, mm-hmm. and those offers drove the price point up over $10,000 over what they thought, that even the agents thought they were going to get. Mm-hmm. And it's because you really have qualified people operating out of a place of education. What we notice, especially with a lot of first-time home buyers, is a home inspection is a place where it's been taught for a long time this is a negotiation tool. Well, it hasn't been that way for 5 years. So people come into a home inspection at the top of their line, top of their dollar, hoping that we're going to find a $20,000 mistake in this house, something they can go back and negotiate for. That's not what they are anymore. They used to be a negotiation tool, but in our market, they're a tool that lets you say, I'm moving forward with this house or not.
Or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there is an agent out there, and I'll shout out to Jillian Heinhold, who shared this with me and Jeff in a conference call. What she has done is she's basically putting offers in, saying if our offer is the highest an offer, it's contingent on a home inspection. And then also that home inspection will be completed within 24 hours. Sometimes it takes like 36, but usually 24 hours. Hmm. And it's basically the opportunity to walk away from the sale, not to negotiate. It's an information only. Do we want to continue on? And if the seller does not want to know the information that's in that report, they've agreed not to share it with them because it becomes a disclosure issue. If we found something really bad, then they have to disclose it, or mm-hmm. if an agent. So it's kind of closed all of the reasons to not allow an inspection, and then protects the seller, protects the agents that are selling, along with the buyer of the property, because a third uninterested party has gone through that property and made sure that we don't have significant issues. So, you know, that has been working well for her. She's done a lot of inspections for us. One of the things that we were talking, it's funny, she brought up Chi-Li. Chi-Li seems to be the super hot market right now.
It is.
I feel like we should move our office to that side of town because everybody's driving from Brighton to Chi-Li. We have done, not in Chile, but in our area here, we have done 38 inspections in the last 30 days. Those are traditional home inspections where mm-hmm. you negotiate. It's part of the sale process. So we're seeing them creep back up. We're mm-hmm. seeing them come
they
back
online. They definitely
are,
and I am glad about that too, because it is a scary thing to feel that you don't have the option to ask for a home inspection because you're up against 8, 10, 12 other buyers, but that, as you said, Mike, there are things that your agent can write in, like, you know, we're going to ask for a pass-fail for this home inspection. We're not going to ask for minor repairs, minor credits, or you give a dollar amount anything that needs to be repaired or mitigated that will be, you know, a total of $5,000 or more, you know, will be up for negotiation. So, you know, there's ways to still give the buyer some control in most situations. And in some, unfortunately, there's not.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been told many times, you were the only one out of 8 offers or 10 offers to ask for home inspection. And I just said, my buyer didn't feel comfortable without asking for it. And that's, it's all about their comfort level. It, you know, it's what I work for them. So, and you, we find you something else.
And I think it goes back to Jamie's comment about these buyers becoming more savvy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a market that was different than normal and everybody operated with what we were used to. And as this normal has changed, and because I hate saying new normal, as the normal has changed, people have adapted. Lending institutions are adapting. Insurance companies are adapting. Buyers are adapting. Everybody is saying, okay, this is the new way. We have to protect ourselves. We have to, in this, we have to do our due diligence. I have a good friend who is a financial advisor, and I was chatting with him about it, and he said it blows his mind the amount of people who pay him for financial advice as a financial advisor, and they do the direct opposite of what he advises them to do. Like, no, don't borrow against your 401k to get this house. Don't spend that much money. You can't afford it. You're paying this guy for financial advice, and they just ignore him. Just ignore him. It's like your doctor saying quit smoking, and you just go keep smoking. Pay people for something. Listen to them.
Well, unfortunately, it is what makes us human, right? We have our own mind.
So don't forget to give us a call in here at 222-1180. We know you're all getting ready for the Bills game, and this is playing in the background. So 222-1180 as you cook those chicken wings and get ready for the Bills game. Oh, what were we chatting? Oh, that's our news break right there.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Sandy Grana with RE/MAX Plus. I'm here with Mike Reed from All County Home Inspections and Jamie Messner from Premium Mortgage. And we're taking calls today at 585-222-1180. We're talking a lot about the housing market right now and all the ins and outs of home inspections and financing. One of the other things that we were discussing on break was Jamie had asked me if a lot of agents have kind of dropped off because it's been such a tough year, 2 years, 3 years. And the answer is yes. The greater Rochester area of realtors has definitely seen a decrease in agents who have renewed their licenses. But that doesn't mean we don't have a lot of agents. We do. We have well over 3,000 agents in the greater Rochester area. But I guess now you have full-time agents, more seasoned agents that are really, they're digging in and we're here for the long haul. So, and just so that all of our listeners are aware, Jamie, Mike, and I, as professionals in this industry, in this related industry, we are required to keep our education going. We're constantly learning about new laws that are being presented or ways to help our buyers or sellers. And of course, things are constantly changing in both home inspections, mortgage industry, and real estate industry. Mike also offers wonderful educating seminars that I love going to, and Jamie attends them as well.
Yep. Well, and that's I'm glad you brought that up. And that's why I love doing this in studio versus like everybody calling in from home, because this was not anything that we discussed before we sat down here. And at there in that commercial break, we were just chatting and this came up. And we are offering our series of home inspection trainings, no, real estate trainings, real estate continuing ed trainings at Dinosaur Barbecue. I believe it's the second Tuesday of every month. Might be Wednesday, second Wednesday of every month, Tuesday or Wednesday. The calendar has not been released because we are waiting for our series sponsor, which is Premium Mortgage. Jamie jumped on that and is going to be sponsoring our event. Then we have regular, every one of the events are everything from, you know, there's an electrical training, one on mold, one on, what else we got? Foundations, heating, FHA loans, a little bit of everything for real estate agents. You'll see some stuff on our Facebook page coming out early this week, maybe even Monday. Jamie and I are going to cross-market it there. And agents come and they get training on everything that they need to know on the physical aspect of the house, like the physical building. We're not teaching them about how to write a contract or, you know, codes of ethics or any of that for agents. It's all what is being bought and sold, the actual physical product. And I never really thought much about it until last year. We had a lady come up to me and she said, you know, I have been in real estate for 30 plus years and there's not anything I can't buy or sell, but nobody has ever taken the time to teach me about what I'm buying and selling. Mm-hmm. Like, I never knew anything about a foundation on a house, and now I at least can speak eloquently when it comes to me. So that's why we really enjoy those. I've also toyed with the idea at some point opening trainings like this up to the general public. So if it's something you as the homeowner out there said, you know what, I'd really like to learn these things, reach out to our office at 585-773-4001. And Bobby will thank me on Monday for the influx of calls. And just, we'll keep a track. If people are interested, we'll do first-time home buyer seminars. And, you know, I bought my house, now what seminars. We'd love to do that because it's about keeping people current on what they need to know. I never want someone to feel like a victim of their house. I always want them to feel in control. You may not like what your house is doing, but now you're not being sold a bill of goods from somebody. You are in charge of it. So. Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I would come to those seminars. I've said it a million times. I've learned something every week just from being on the show. So I think it's valuable information, just being in the business or not, just knowing the ins and outs and how to speak to it.
When that, and that's, you know, one of the reasons I've been talking a lot about it is we have the handyman construction business that's kind of, you know, we're trying to decide if we keep that going just simply because there are so many people out there doing that work, and you're competing with people who are incredible and people who have no business even running a business. And so you're always sorting through and sifting through, you know, bids that other people have given, and you realize that this is a horrible bid or this is a great bid. And you're in a place where it's just really difficult to understand the value of things anymore. You know, if somebody gives you a $5,000 bid for something that 2 years, 3 years ago would have been $2,000, well, the cost has gotten to that point now.
Well, there again, it's the homeowner not having the knowledge of what is a realistic bid.
Exactly.
What is not a realistic bid. When they get an incredibly low bid and they jump on that, what are they really getting?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, it could be very poor workmanship or done completely wrong, or maybe unsafely as well. I mean, your I loved the class that you gave, Mike, about the, it was all about electrical issues,
yeah.
Electrical panels, so many things that I had no knowledge of. But you know, when you walk into an older house and you see all these wires hanging in full of cobwebs, and you know in your gut, this can't be good. So once, you know, I felt so much more empowered by taking that course and knowing I am calling a professional electrician to come and check this out before we can even make an offer. If, of course, getting permission from the listing agent first, mm-hmm. if that's okay, or inquiring if any work had been done by a professional. But, you know, really good information that you provide.
And that's why we like giving them is we want the agents to also feel empowered in in that house. So when an inspector or an electrician or a plumber is sharing information back, you understand what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. You're not just looking and nodding and smiling a lot. I do that way when people like Jamie are talking about mortgages. I like to think I know what I'm talking about. Then I listen to them and I'm like, I have no clue. I have absolutely no clue what they're talking about. I can pretend well, but I should probably not finance somebody's mortgage for them.
Right.
So
that's why she's the professional.
Yes.
So I do the same thing with, I got a couple houses that are for sale, but not for sale. And I'm like, you know, should I just forego the agent and just stick it out there on Facebook? It'll sell. I know I'll do something stupid. But that part of me that says, yeah, you can do it. You could do it. We all run into that in our homes. I have an example of that at my own house. I had a son overflow a toilet about a month ago. Got everything cleaned up in the basement, and we thought everything was good. But then we started getting that smell, you know, that just musty smell. The water had gotten between the vinyl floor and the concrete floor and couldn't evaporate. So we had mold growing. And I'm down there in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt and a pair of sandals that are actually bedroom slippers. And I'm like, yeah, I'll just pull these couple pieces out. And down the rabbit hole I went. And found out the toilet valve was, the supply line was leaking in the wall. The meter had been leaking in the wall. So I went from 20 minutes of cleaning up this mess in my basement to 4 hours, full on gutting my basement. My wife came down a couple times. Hey, you sure you don't want a mask? Sure you don't want to put on? No, no, I'm almost done. Well, now I'm feeling it in my chest. So if you can hear it today, that was me not calling the profession. Mm-hmm. So we're going out to break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back to News Radio WHAM 1180. House Talk 222-1180 is our phone number. And as we went to break, we were really just kind of talking about calling the professionals. Don't do it yourself. Don't think that because Google is so good, it can teach you all the things that professionals have learned day in and day out. Even when the professionals ignore what they should be doing and, you know, do mold in their own basement when I should have just called one of a dozen contractors that I know. So, you know, if you want to learn from my mistake, you know, and call a professional with a home inspection end of it, it's our website is ACHIWNY.com, the acronym of All County Home Inspections, Western New York. Or give Bobby a call and she'll reach out to me in the field, 585-773-4001. Almost gave everybody my cell phone. 585-773-4001. And Jamie, what experiences have you been getting with the Google helping you, your clients know everything?
Yeah. I love Google. I love YouTube. I agree with the fact that you can find a lot of solutions to do-it-yourself type of things. But when you're consulting about money and financial matters, Google is sometimes not always the best route to go. I mean, make sure you sit down with me and talk about your options. I love when people come to me a little bit educated and say, you know, I think that XYZ loan would be good, or I saw this on the internet, and I like that. I appreciate that. But not everything is a one-size-fits-all package for people. And some of the information that you're getting is sometimes not, it's just the tip of the iceberg. There's way more to it than you would think, like as far as different interest rates and what people see they can get online versus what that's actually costing them at closing, things like that. So while I love Google, please make sure you do your due diligence and talk to me about your options before thinking that you have all the answers.
And how would somebody get a hold of you?
Oh, yes. Please call me, 585-944-8876.
And is that you directly or an office number?
That is me directly. That is my cell. So give me a call.
Yes, and I would love to speak with either buyers or sellers and answer any questions that you might have. Could be what you would think, you know, is a question about home staging or what town should I live in, or any questions at all. I would appreciate your interest, and I'm happy to help. And my name again is Sandy Grana with RE/MAX Plus, and my number is 585-764-6485. Work with buyers and sellers in the greater Rochester area, in Monroe County and some other counties as well, but we are, our office is based in Brighton. So any, you know, we don't go as far out as Mike Reed does. All county means, yeah, all over New York State. But, Yeah, we will go to other counties as well.
Yeah, I think as far west as we've been is the Ithaca area, southwest. And then we've done a couple things out in Albany and then all the way down to the PA line. And tempted to jump over into Erie some days, but then, you know.
And even break walls and bridges and...
Yeah, break walls, bridges, houses that are built over water. Justin just did a great inspection, and the final comment from a seller was, hey, were there any bodies down there this time? We had a body washout. He was out on the Niagara River last year. So first call the police if you think there's a body, and then if you just want somebody to come look underneath your house that's underwater, that's what we do. And one of the other things, I'll throw it in there since we're just the last minute here, to show how the industry is changing. New York State Alliance of Home Inspectors is our version of like Realtor or, you know, whatever you guys have for your trade associations. And they met with state senator legislators in the last couple months, really pushing for a right to home inspection law, like I believe as Connecticut has, where it's you're not allowed to decline an offer if a home inspection is on it. So we, on our end, are pushing to advocate for that. Of course, we have our selfish reasons for it because we want our industry to stay relevant, grow, and be part of this. But also on the other side, we spend an awful lot of time with people who waived home inspections are paying the consequences of it now. They have bought houses that need significant repair and damage and, you know, so again, that's a biased view because, you know, nobody ever calls us and said, hey, I waived my home inspection. My house is great. Come take a look at it. We always get the phone call of somebody who wishes they had made a different decision. So as the industry changes, the real estate industry changes, every piece of it's going to figure out a way to adapt to this new scenario that we're in.
Yeah.
Right.
So again, home inspections, all county inspection services, 585-773-4001.